This is Akashwani, the news read by Nithya Franco. Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has launched India's first two genome-edited rice varieties by ICAR in New Delhi. Addressing the event, the minister said, "It is a historic day for India." He said these two varieties will reduce the cost of production and increase the yield of rice in the country. Mr. Chauhan congratulated the agriculture scientists who were involved in this project and said that the country has faith in the capability of the country's agricultural scientists. Our correspondent reports that these varieties have been developed by the states of Andhra Pradesh, Bihar, Uttar Pradesh, Telangana, Karnataka, Tamil Nadu, Chhattisgarh, Maharashtra, West Bengal and Madhya Pradesh. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman is leading the Indian delegation to attend the 58th annual meeting of the Board of Governors of Asian Development Bank in Milan, Italy. The Finance Ministry in a statement said that the meetings will be attended by official delegations of the Board of Governors of ADB, official delegations of ADB members, and international financial institutions. Delhi police held six interstate illegal Bangladeshi immigrants in Delhi NCR under the special drive. Delhi police in a statement said that they were residing at various locations to evade detection and their deportation process initiated with the assistance of foreigners' regional registration offices. The police said that the campaign against illegal immigrants is being executed consistently by the Delhi police, and all efforts are being made to identify and deport the illegal immigrants. Union Home Minister Amit Shah has stressed that people need to learn and practice Sanskrit language because a great amount of work of knowledge is available in Sanskrit. He said that the Sanskrit language can guide the world to solve its problems. The Home Minister made these remarks while addressing the valedictory event of 1008 Sanskrit speech camps organized by Samskrita Bharati in New Delhi yesterday. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar will be on a one-day tour to Karnataka today. During this visit, the Vice President will pay a visit to the College of Forestry in Sirsi at the Uttara Kannada district of Karnataka. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that the path to a developed India passes through the farmer's field. Vice President Mr. Dhankar was addressing the interactive program of students and professors at Rajmata Vijayaraje Sindhya Agricultural University in Gwalior, Madhya Pradesh, yesterday. He said that efforts should be such that farmers do not remain only crop producers, but they become agripreneurs. Governor Mangubhai Patel, Chief Minister Dr. Manmohan Yadav, Union Minister Jyotiraditya Sindhya were also present in the program. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended best wishes to all the athletes participating in the 7th edition of the Bihar Khelo India Youth Games 2025. In a social media post, Mr. Modi wished that this platform brings out the best of the athletes and promote true sporting excellence. The opening ceremony held in Patna was attended by Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar among other dignitaries. He said rise of sports talent in the country exhibits its soft power. In IPL cricket, Punjab Kings PBKS defeated Lucknow Super Giants LSG by 37 runs at the Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium, Dharamshala, last night. And that's the end of this news bulletin.